Business English Power, Episode 37. Aloha and welcome to Business English Power, the show for ambitious English students who want to level up their business English skills, become global communicators, and international business leaders. My name is Al, also known as Al Sensei in the online world, in social media, on the website, but also in Japan during my 18 years of teaching and corporate training over there. But thank you so much for joining me today. We've got a great episode. We're going to get into one of my favorite topics today. As I say, they're all my favorite topics, but this one in particular, because I love giving presentations and I love talking about presentations because, well, I don't know, I think it's a really valuable skill. And I think most of us out there have a little bit of a fear when it comes to speaking in public or speaking to larger crowds or just even standing up in front of a small crowd and speaking, even in your native language. Okay, so what we're going to talk about today is really important. It is about non-verbal communication. And we're going to talk about five tips to help you with your non-verbal communication in presentations. All right, so of course, we have plenty of work to do on the verbal. And actually, I've got a whole course on that. We can check it out at businessenglishpower.com. Go ahead and sign up over there so you don't miss any updates. That'll be launching very shortly. And then we're going to go over the verbal part of it, of course, over there. But here, we're going to fill in some of the really important non-verbal stuff as well. So, what are these five tips? Well, we're going to get into it. First, please share this episode with someone who you know that could improve their business presentation skills, particularly in English. So again, this one actually doesn't have to do with English necessarily. It's our nonverbal, right? So this can be applied to any language. But for those of you who are using English for business, this will become very valuable. Please share it. Please follow, please subscribe, please leave a like, please leave a review, whatever you're listening to, whatever platform, I would appreciate that so it can help spread the message of Business English Power across the globe. We've already been in over 190 countries, so it's already been across the globe, but hey, we can reach even more corners of the earth to spread the word of Business English Power, because business has been probably introduced to every corner of the world by this point, right? All right, so let's get into it. Let's get to our first tip to help us with our non-verbal communication. Now, the first one, pretty self-explanatory. I bet you guys can guess what it is already. Well, that is about our eye contact, okay? So we definitely want to make eye contact with the audience. Now, let's imagine the situation. Of course, you could be speaking in front of a big crowd. Like you could be in like a TED Talk. You know, imagine that kind of situation, right? Where you're on a stage, or maybe it's like a Steve Jobs giving an Apple presentation and that kind of thing. So that's kind of the first scenario we can imagine. Or it doesn't have to be that formal. It could be something at your company. Maybe you just need to come up and talk to your coworkers. Maybe it's a group of 20. Maybe it's a small group of 5. Okay? So whatever the case may be, you just need to come up and give a talk. Maybe it's a presentation. Maybe it's just a portion of a meeting where you need to go over a few things. But whatever the case may be, you definitely want to make eye contact with the audience. Now, if it's just a small group, what you can do is just kind of rotate through the audience. Just make eye contact with one person at a time, you know, at each point, and just keep kind of cycling through. If it's a big audience or bigger group, you don't have to look at everybody, of course, but just make sure you are making eye contact with certain people out in the crowd. Now, what we don't want to do necessarily is to look out into space, because people know that, you know, what I found when I was doing presentation training in Japan was people that were very nervous would either kind of look up into the sky or look down into the ground. And those are, you know, two ways to avoid, you know, looking at the audience, because it's uncomfortable for some people. And I get it. I understand. You know, it is it's a kind of a challenging thing to do. But as we get practiced and seasoned in our presentations, we definitely want to start working on this and make eye contact with the audience. Okay, so avoid looking out into space above them, into the sky, or down below, to the ground. Okay, that's even worse, probably. But try as best you can to make eye contact, all right? That is point number one. Point number two is don't point your finger. So be aware of how you're using your hands when you're gesturing during your presentation. Now, one thing, it didn't happen a lot, but sometimes when I was working with students, they would sometimes point their finger at the audience, okay? So this is kind of the opposite, where people were, you know, very confident and comfortable looking at the audience, making eye contact, but they would also, you know, point their finger when they would want to make a point. And that is not something we want to do, because people will feel offended or people will feel kind of startled when you start pointing to them in the audience, unless you have a very specific, you know, kind of reason for it in your presentation. But it's something to generally avoid, you know. And when we want to use our hands to gesture, of course, that's very good. Typically, we want to be gesturing with an open palm, right? So you want, you know, your palm to be open. Now, when we're, maybe you have a visual on the screen, maybe you're using PowerPoint, or maybe you're using some type of visual aid, typically a screen behind you. Well, yeah, you want to definitely use your hand to point at things. If you have one of those pointers, you can use like a physical pointer. Some people use like a little laser pointer now. You can use one of those. But if you're just using your hand, you know, basically it's just wise to use an open palm and kind of point using an open palm rather than using a finger. It just comes off as less professional. All right, so just be aware, don't point your finger particularly into the audience. But definitely use your hands to gesture in the presentation. That's very natural. And when you start recording yourself, you definitely want to just keep practicing so that all of your gestures, all of your hand movements are very natural. All right? Because it can seem robotic at points if you're not used to it. Okay? But that's point number two, is don't point your finger, particularly at the audience. All right. Number three is walk around. Okay, so again, there's going to be different styles of setups. Okay, so sometimes if it's a more formal presentation, like maybe you're a college professor giving a speech in an auditorium or something, maybe they'll set up a lectern or a podium with a microphone. You know, a lectern or a podium is like, you know, when you see the president come out and give a speech, something like that. So he stands behind that kind of wooden thing with a microphone coming up. Well, that's a different style, you know. Of course, that in that kind of situation, you'll be standing in back of that. But if it's more of like a open stage where you have, you know, a little bit of, or even in a room, if you're giving a smaller talk to a, you know, a smaller audience, still it's important to, if you're giving a longer talk, to, you know, walk around a little bit. Don't just stand frozen in one place. That'll put the audience to sleep, okay? So be a little bit natural, and that helps you as well. At least it helps me, you know, kind of get your creative juices going and keep your mind working. So again, it doesn't mean you have to walk really fast. You can just kind of pace around. And again, Steve Jobs is really good at that. If you want to watch him give his presentations, a lot of the people that do TED Talks are very good at it. You can just see kind of how naturally they walk around the stage. You sometimes want to walk to your left. Sometimes you want to walk around to your right. You want to kind of address different parts of the audience if it is a bigger audience. Or even a smaller situation, smaller room. You still want to address different people and different sides of the room. Okay, so make sure you are, you know, not just standing frozen in one place unless you do have that podium. All right, so that is number three. Let's move on to point number four. Point number four is don't turn your back to the audience. Okay, it might seem pretty simple or pretty, you know, like common sense, but it happens. I've seen it happen. Okay, so where people turn their backs to the audience. Now, just think if you were watching a TED Talk or something like that, where the person turned their back for, you know, at least a good 5 or 10 seconds without really realizing it, and then came back to face you, I mean, it'd be very awkward, very odd, right? Well, what tends to happen is if you have a visual, like a screen that you're using, and it's kind of, you know, behind you or to the left and behind you or to the right, what happens is that people will want to, you know, if you haven't practiced, you'll want to kind of read your screen to the audience. That's, again, that's the typical general way people are going to go without practice, right? Because it's comfortable and you kind of know what you're doing to some extent. But what happens then is the more you start to turn your body away from the audience and look at the screen, and you're starting to read the screen, or at least read off of the screen, what, you know, depends what's on there. But more and more you're going to feel comfortable turning away from the audience if you haven't practiced. And soon, what I've seen many, many times in, you know, teaching this to my Japanese clients, is that people will start to turn all the way so that their back is facing the audience. And that's a big no-no. We don't want to do that. We want to become comfortable enough so that we can use our visual aid, use the screen, while we are still facing the audience. So we know what's behind us. Okay? We know what's on the screen. So we can kind of gesture to it. We can point to it. We can read if we need, you know, the important information on there without turning our body or without putting our backs to the audience. Okay, so that's a big no-no. Please avoid turning your back to the audience if possible. It's really unprofessional. All right, which brings us to point number 5 of our nonverbal communication during presentations. And this one is remember to pause. All right, so this is a little bit of a, I'm sliding this one in there as a nonverbal because technically it is nonverbal. You're pausing between sections in your presentation. Now, this is important for a few reasons. Of course, number one, it gives you a break. You get to kind of take a breath and, you know, stop for a minute, maybe grab a little drink of water if you need, okay? And you'll see people do this in TED Talks and longer presentations. It's no problem at all. Give, you know, just pause. Now, the more important purpose that it serves is to tell the audience, non-verbally, of course, that we're taking a break, but we're breaking between sections in our presentation. Maybe there's a change of topic or a change of point. This helps the audience navigate your presentation better because they know, okay, hey, that's the end of that point. We're moving on to the next point. So many of my students would just speed through the presentations, no pausing, just point number one, point number two, point number three, boom, boom, boom. And it's really hard to follow as an audience member. Okay, so that's the more important purpose that it serves. So remember to pause, particularly between your important points, your sections. Remember, we talked about the structure of a presentation. Between your introduction and main body, put a pause. Between your points, put pauses. Between your last point and your conclusion, put a pause. Okay? And again, just it can be just a few seconds, but slow down. Okay, most people will speed through just to get to the end. Okay? Don't do that. Try to avoid that. Put a pause in and it'll come off very, very natural and very professional. All right, so those are our 5 points, our 5 tips for nonverbal communication in presentations. Let's review. Number 1 was make eye contact with the audience. Number 2 is don't point your finger at the audience and, you know, use your hands to gesture naturally. Number 3 was walk around. Okay, if you have space, definitely don't stand all in one place, but try to move naturally around and, you know, greet different parts of the audience little by little. The next point was to not turn your back to the audience. Okay, avoid turning your back to the audience. And number 5 was to pause between your major points. Okay, so very, very valuable. please keep those in mind as you work in your presentations. Again, if you have any questions, please feel free to email me, al@businessenglishpower.com. I would love to hear your questions, your feedback, anything that you have. If you want to leave me a voice message, you can go to alsensei.com and click on the little microphone thing on the side, and you can leave a voice message. I'll get that. So either way, I would love to hear from you. You can reach me on social media, on Instagram, @businessenglishpower, also on TikTok, @businessenglishpower. So many ways, guys. No excuses. If you have any questions or want to reach out to me, I am there. I am here. Feel free. So let's wrap it up. It's been great having you. Please stay tuned for the next episode. It'll be coming out very shortly. And make sure you're subscribed so that you don't miss that episode. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, remember to level up your learning and level up your business.